Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today, taking a supporting role.
Now, a lot of sales professionals want to be the star. However, when talking to your customer, it's important to fade into the background and let the customer be the star.
So it's like the star of a play when the spotlight is on the actor.
Exactly. And everybody else on stage kind of fades to the background, and everything that the actor says is what's of utmost importance.
The audience members are glued to every sentence that the actor is saying.
That's right. So, Bill, is the sales professional in this metaphor a supporting actor on stage, or is the sales professional one of the audience members?
Well, I think it depends on your relationship with the customer. If you've worked with them for a while, you're a supporting member of the cast. You're a trusted advisor. If it's a new relationship, maybe you're an audience member at this point. You don't know if you're going to be into the inner sanctions of the organization.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Right. So if you're meeting for the first time, you're sitting in the audience, and it's really important to pay attention to what the primary actor, your customer, is saying, because there's going to be a quiz.
And if you're a supporting cast member, it's important to let your customer be the star. Just fade into the darkness, let the spotlight be on the customer. Still listen to their lines with rapt attention, because you've got to listen for your own cue.
That's right. So that bright white spotlight is shining down on your client. And if you're not paying attention, you're going to miss your cue.
Indeed.
So as that supporting cast member, you need to be taking notes mentally and then reply.
Right. I think a lot of times when people are listening, they might think, how am I going to respond next? And they lose track of what the customer's saying.
So when your customer's on stage, you must listen up and be prepared.
That's right. Let the spotlight be on them and take a supporting role. And on that note, stay tuned for the guided visualization coming up next. And please don't do this visualization while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention.
Till next time.
This guided visualization is designed to help you train your mind to focus on your customer. So please start by taking a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column. And without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. As much as you can, try to keep your body relaxed, but your mind alert. Now imagine you're talking to a customer. Whether you're on the phone or on video chat or whether you're in person, imagine bringing all your attention to what the customer is saying. Your customer is your focal point. Imagine keeping all your attention on your customer, and if your mind wanders to what's next, gently bring it back to the present moment. Noticing your customer's voice and tone. Noticing the words your customer's using and the meaning behind those words. Noticing any nonverbal cues, which you can see if you're in person or on video chat. As much as you can, allow the spotlight in your mind's eye to be fully focused on your customer, as if they're the star of your conversation. And now, slowly bring your attention back to your surroundings. And know that anytime you're talking to a customer, if your mind wanders, that's okay, but just gently bring it back to your customer again and again and again.